Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, just for funsies, we all have to, like, tear open wounds. Tiek is so anxious
about
this.
You don't have to tear them open if you just stay open.
Oh my God, Aaron. That's so, like, do you have a weird irrational fear? Everybody's got them.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, super irrational.
Yes.
Yes, several. Mm-hmm. Lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It went from several to lots.
It's a lot, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It just happened the other night, actually, because my wife was making me dinner, and we have it.
I just can I just say real quick, you are the most still person, and you've touched your neck 14 times since you started talking.
Yeah,
he's like fidgety.
Yeah,
I'm nervous thinking about this.
Okay.
So she's making dinner. We have a double oven, so she's using one of the ovens to air fry and one of the ovens to bake. Right. And
not only do you have a double oven, but one of them air fries?
It does, yeah.
That's so dope.
It's awesome.
It's really cool.
I actually cook, and that makes me so insanely jealous.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm watching her, and I'm freaking out because both of the ovens are on at the same time. And that to me is like, I asked my wife, like, does this make you nervous at all? At all?
You're nervous that appliances are being used for their intended purpose.
To have both of them on, that's kind of scary.
That's,
it's like,
why you have to.
We're going to overload the oven. It's like we don't use both of them at the same time very often. We just use one, and now we're using two. And I feel like it's going to start shaking. Something's going to happen. We're not supposed to push it that hard.
Something happened where I didn't have that fear, but now I kind of do.
Shut up. Adopting each other's irrational
fear.
No,
I still have no problem using a double oven. Like, it's fine. My brother, his oven has the stove on top, like most or whatever. And the oven was on, the stove cracked, shattered, exploded.
That can happen?
It did, yeah.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? Are you being real?
Yeah, I can send you a picture. The top plate of the stove cracked.
Don't do that.
So
don't,
I'm not irrational.
No, that's irrational.
I was thinking about my family.
It's like a brand new house. Like, it's a new oven. It's not going to crack. Okay. Your brother lives in a dilapidated old rundown shack.
Nope, it's brand new.
Okay. I think it's newer than mine, actually.
It is.
I don't know if this is irrational, but, like, I think everybody has this a little bit. I have an extreme irrational fear of my belly button.
That's weird. I do not have that.
No, I don't either.
My belly button.
No, your belly button's fine with me.
Are you one of the people where, like, if you poke it, do you feel it elsewhere?
What do you mean? Like, in my wee-wee?
Yeah, I know people like that.
I will say this. The premise that you just asked is flawed.
Really?
I will kill you if you touch my belly. I will kill you. Don't, like.
It's off limits.
It's so off limits.
Why?
I won't even touch it.
Why?
Did something happen? It feels like.
Do you clean it?
You mean by take a shower? Sure. But I don't do anything specific for my belly button.
Huh.
You mean like get in there?
Q-tip. Yeah.
I would Oh my God. Because to me, it's like the unfinished part. It's like,
what?
That's the balloon knot. That's the hole. That's the way in. And, like, don't touch it. And it,
when you hold a balloon that doesn't have a string.
I understand, but it's like the balloon knot without it being tied. It's like when you, after
you're
you
not going to deflate if you touch it.
Aaron, what are we talking about? irrational fears. I know.
I'm trying to make it rational.
No, it's.
But nothing traumatic happened or anything. Because I had an experience where I was a chubby youngster, and my friends used to poke my belly and call me the Pillsbury Doughboy, and they would poke it.
Did they make that sound?
Yeah. So much so that it made me actually throw up one night because they had poked it so much.
Oh my god!
Inside your belly button.
Yeah, just whoop whoop whoop.
Oh my god!
I want you to understand.
But I'm fine with it. I think.
We're gonna get to your calls in a second. I just want you to say this. I have told women that I'm sleeping with about it, and there's just a gear in some women.
Gotta try it. Yeah. No.
You're one of them. Aren't you?
I am like, holding myself back from going over there and poking their belly button.
And it's like, and they've tried it even in the most intimate times where it's like we're all
you're distracted.
And they're heading down and they're like I'm gonna be and he's not even gonna know I'm doing it and it's like. Game over. We're not doing anything.
Wow.
Game over. Not my choice. His choice. Game over.
Interesting.
Game over.
It's like
touch my belly button.
An eject button.
Because I think I think you're touching my stomach. I think you're touching my organs.
Mm.
It's an irrational fear, idiots. Yeah. Like I'm allowed to have it.
You are.
You're fear of it.
Okay.
All right, we want to hear, like, you have to admit, we've admitted ours, and we're going to tell some more from the internet or whatever, but, like, what is your most irrational fear? You can call this number, you can text this number, you can do anything you want with this number, 303-222-5423.
I mean, I've said that I have a fear of birds. I'm working on it. I go on walks around Sloan's Lake a lot, and I walk through the geese, and I have to, like, hold my breath and kind of, like, run through them to get through it. But I discovered that butterflies, I hate them. I hate them.
What?
I don't want them touching me. I don't want to be near them.
Aaron,
they're disgusting.
I might let you touch my belly button for saying that.
Really?
I'm actually not going to, but I'm just saying we're bonding right now because people are like, they're so beautiful.
No.
It's a creepy bug.
It is. It's disgusting.
I mean, yes, their wings are pretty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would love to peel their wings off and just stare at them. But the middle part is still a bug.
Even their
it's
wings,
like a weird
bug. I don't want them touching me.
The wings are great. Ugh. I like the wings.
They're pretty. I can admire from a distance.
Yep.
Yeah, aren't they good luck, though, if you see them?
Don't know. I just have a pellet gun that I'm just taking them. And the butterfly pavilion has a picture of me up there where I'm...
I love the butterfly pavilion. It's awesome.
You've actually gone?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You could not pay me enough to go
Same.
In there.
Really?
No way. Is there as many butterflies in there as I think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're everywhere.
My God.
Yeah.
Do they land on you?
They do sometimes, yeah.
Butterfly Pavilion, Bird World. No. Yeah. No.
Because they have to check you before you leave to make sure there's not any, they're trying to escape or follow you home.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow you home. Oh, the butterfly.
You're afraid of your oven.
I am. I'm also afraid.
I didn't mean to just shut down there. I know we're still supposed to be doing the show. I'm sitting here.
I hate it.
I'm folding inside myself from the fear of anybody. Because now I've said it on the air, and I feel like next time we do a live at 5, people are going to come and go boop. And I understand this. I will kill you.
Yeah.
And if you bring a butterfly to distract me, and then try to boot me in the button, kill you. I'm serious. Like, don't touch my belly button. If a girl can't do it while doing nice things for me, then you can't. No matter what.
That's true. That's fair. I'm also very afraid. We have a dog bed that's by a vent on our floor, and every day I go over to move the dog bed because
it's going to get too hot.
It's going to catch on fire.
I put my dog beds by the vent so the dogs, it's like giving them a little spa.
A little heat, yeah. I like
but
that.
Not on it.
But sometimes the dogs, they move the bed, and it's like, fellas.
No, I literally put it like over, like
the oh, two over dogs, it. Over,
yeah, yeah. So it's like blowing up on the. How can I just ask
it's
you a
fire
quick
hazard.
Question? Can I just ask you a quick question on behalf of my friends from Steel Bros Heating and Cooling and adjacently my friends at Ductworks? Okay.
Okay.
The two people who make that furnace heating duct system work. How often do you see flames coming out of there?
Rare.
Oh,
it's rare.
Is it rare or is it never?
Never.
That's the definition of irrational fear.
It's never.
It's never.
Going, you're right.
Flames are not going to come out.
You're right.
So,
but if the home insurance,
the flames from my burning oven.
Yeah. They're connected
they're
somehow.
Spread.
I don't know what's going on in the vents.
All right. If you have an irrational fear, we want to hear all about it. Call or text to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm struggling with this. We're talking about irrational fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm struggling because Tiak did a great one.
Yeah.
He's afraid of his double oven being on at the same time.
He's afraid of hot.
Right. But so, yes. But so... So I'm mad at him, but he did the right thing. Like, he did one that is irrational,
yeah.
But it's so irrational that I want to hurt him.
We're pushing it too hard. It's not meant to be both on at the same time.
But then I'm mad at you two because you don't understand my belly button fear.
I don't. I want to, but I also want to poke your back. There are people agreeing with you.
You damn Skippy. Yeah. The belly button is the window to something. Sally?
Yeah.
Irrational fears, but I think you're on my belly button team.
100%.
Thank you.
It's like,
yes.
And then I will violently and like completely on instinct just kick you. So that's all I got.
But do you have partners who have tried it? Like, once you tell people, they think they can break you of it. I'm dead serious. In the heat of whether they're there or
anybody
Oh. Well, you just told us.
For that reason. It's like styrofoam scooshing together. It's like,
Do you have your belly button pierced?
No.
Okay. God,
no. Do you think that would help it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't tell anybody because that just makes them want to do it.
I need you to line up next to Slacker so I can get both of you.
Do you think we could smash our belly buttons together and have it be weird?
I will take your kneecaps out if you try that.
It's involuntary. Sally is 100% right. That primal scream, I don't want to kick you. I don't, but I will. If you touch it. Thank you, Sally. You're on the right team. I think you guys are so weird. Right now, could I touch your belly button?
Oh, absolutely.
That's so crazy to me. Not wash my hand. Just
on in there.
Okay.
As long as we're offering, you can touch mine too.
I knew I could touch yours. You took your shirt off a couple minutes ago. Andrea?
Yai.
What's your irrational fear?
Huh. So I won't go camping because I'm afraid of the animals camouflaging and looking at me while I can't see them.
So you're not afraid of being attacked. You're not afraid of being eaten.
No.
You're afraid of just watching you poop? Or what? What do you think they're watching?
I don't know, because I definitely remember when I was little, I was out on a hike with my dad, and I distinctly remember seeing a mountain lion, and it was just watching us as we went by, but everyone else said they didn't see it, but I definitely saw it. And so I think that's kind of where it started, because it didn't attack me. So it just was looking at me.
I agree. That one seems creepy.
Pretty, yeah. Well, no, I think that one's pretty rational.
And their whole job is to camouflage. Their whole job is to hide.
Being afraid of animals in the wild, 100% rational.
Yeah.
Being afraid that they're just watching you.
They're stalking. They're doing looking. What they're supposed to be doing.
But I don't think she's not even doing the next thing in her head. If she was I'm afraid they're getting ready, she's I'm just afraid they're observing.
Yeah. They're whispering about how bad of a camper I am. I don't like that.
That's definitely irrational. It's
embarrassing.
Andrea. That's, oh my God. Courtney?
Yai.
What's your irrational fear?
I have an irrational fear of the singer Tiny Tim.
Join me in the slow clap. Join me. Courtney, 100%. With that weird voice?
I kind of like him.
Anytime even his name just freaks me out. And interestingly enough, it's genetic.
Oh, my God. It's because he's got that weird face. He's got the face
Yeah, and his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in a horror movie, but that's his face.
But do you know Art the Clown?
No.
Oh, I love Art the Clown.
Who's Art the Clown?
From the Terrifier series? So good.
So is he adjacent to Tim? Tiny Tim?
Okay. Tiny Tim looks like Weirder Al.
He does. He's I'm with you. So even if you hear him, you don't even have to see him. If you heard Tiptoe Through the Tulips right now, you would bounce.
Even saying his name just freaks me out.
No, I get
out.
It.
Mm.
I get
on
it.
My spine. Yeah.
Don't even tell me a Christmas Carol. It's the worst story ever.
No,
Tiny Tim.
That's not the same Tiny Tim.
Different Tiny Tim.
It's a different. Thank you, Courtney. Why are you bringing Tim? Oh God.
No. What's your size?
Please tell me you're big. What's your size? Aaron screams. What is your size? All right, Tim. If you start singing with a ukulele, you got to understand we're going to jettison you. But what's your irrational fear?
Okay, so I learned about this when I was a kid. You know how you would hang upside down from the monkey bars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did it for the longest time without realizing I've never really looked down after hanging upside down. And I don't know if any of you guys got a fear of heights, but for me, that's what that fear felt like. So when I would look down, I would freak out.
You mean, so you're looking up with your head, but it's down towards gravity?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So like, hanging upside down, but you look towards the sky. So it's another way that triggers that is like if you're on the swing and you swing up real high, but you lean back and then look down at the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what it is.
So you're saying looking down at the sky triggers something in your brain?
Yes. It like my stomach sinks. My heart starts to skip a beat. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but it scares the crap out of me.
Because you know what? I don't even want to say this with you on the phone, but I will anyway. If you ever, you guys know what the harvest moon is, right?
Yeah.
When the moon is just giant on the horizon. And then if you ever tried to take a picture of it?
Yeah.
And it's a regular size moon.
Yes.
Do you know how you fix it?
Mm-mm.
You turn around, turn your back to the moon and then bend over and look at the moon through your legs and it'll be small.
What?
Because you're looking at it from a different perspective. You're looking at it against buildings and things that you know the size of and all of a sudden it seems bigger. But I'm just saying this to Tim is like, get on a swing set and look at the moon. But it will fix it. But Tim can probably not do that. I swear to God you can do that. And ever since I figured it out, every time I see the harvest moon, I'm careening down Peña and I'm like, I'm going to be the guy who stops in the middle of Peña. So I get, and I'll be standing on top of my car with my head between my legs. But it will
mooning the moon.
Sorry. It is kind of what, but it will change. Somebody text in 303-222-5423. I swear to God it's real.
Huh.
Who's the scientist dude?
Bill Nye.
No, the real one.
Steve Spangler.
Excuse me?
The guy, he's just an actor.
Neil deGrasse.
Angel, don't move.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Thank you, guy. Okay. It's a real thing. Angel.
Yes.
What's your irrational fear?
The butterflies of the night, the stinking moth.
My God. You're wrong.
Wrong?
What?
It is not irrational at all.
Right.
Those sons of... They're here to just put dust on you.
To cause chaos.
Yes.
And then wherever they go, like, you're afraid, like, they fly everywhere, and they're, like, droppings on your head. That's just...
Okay, we're done. Tiptoe through
the Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.